Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday. You better know it. It is thunder and lightning Thursday around here, and I don't mean the weather. Listen, broadcast live from the Windy City. It is sunny on today. It is really sunny around here. It's really nice today. 72 degrees in the Windy City, my darlings. Listen, it is November 3rd, 2022, 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks. Oh, honey, you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member, Karan Pachati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumboRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumbo Rum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. Listen, the CEO of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gunn. I am here to tell you. Listen. It's hard to do your job when you ain't getting your paycheck. You know what I'm saying. Listen, I've had this conversation with Steve a couple of times. You know what I mean. Now, he sends me some bottles of Gumbo Rum. You know what I mean. I get my show started with a glass of Gumbo Rum every day. Now, listen, the brand new bottles that he sent over, I opened up a bottle today. You know what was inside the bottle? Cinnamon. Cinnamon, baby, boom. There was no Gumbo Rum in the bottle. He had the bottles filled up with cinnamon. Now, how in the world am I supposed to drink cinnamon as a glass of Gumbo Rum? You tell me. I tell you, I don't know what's the matter with this band. Listen. I got a great band on today. Cities you wish you were from. All right. Before I get into music, I want you guys to do me a special favor. While you're on Facebook, oh, J-Long, baby, use keyword Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Now listen up here. Who's listening to this music? Come on, engineer, work with me. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Come on. Talk to me. Ha. Yes, my darling, people all over the world is hearing the music. You better know it up in here. Listen, let me tell y'all something before I get into the music. I do have a word from my sponsor as well. Y'all know I'm all excited and everything. Yes, my darlings, the great, the famous Su Wong will be in the house. Oh, yes, indeed, she will be in the house November 21st. You better tell somebody, I'm telling you. Listen, I cannot wait for her to get here. I'm like, Su Wong is in the house. Oh, Jesus, I will be bowing to the great Su Wong. Listen, she's going to be here on November 21st, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am telling you. I wonder if I can get her to make me a dress. I just wonder. Now, listen, If someone makes me a dress I will never wear, I will never wear. You know what I'm going to do? Listen, if someone makes me a dress, you better believe it's going to be in a frame. I will never, ever wear it. It will be in a frame. I am telling you. I'm going to get a long frame, a big frame. I'm going to frame the dress. I'm not going to hang it on the wall. I'm going to put it in my closet. I'm going to hang the dress in my closet, you know, in the frame. Isn't that nice? Yes, honey. It will be immortalized. That dress will be immortalized. So listen, when I have come in, everybody company, and they come over, and I'm going to say, listen, would you like to see my suit walk special? And I'm going to say, yes, come right in this way. Come into my room. Let me show you. Let me show you. And then I'm going to pull it out. It's going to be a dress in the frame. How about that? So listen, I got some really great music that's coming up. And I do have a word from my sponsors. I want you guys to check this out. Now, listen, this is about natural solutions. Listen, let me tell you, if you need to cleanse your system from nicotine, I have the solution for you. Now, listen, you all know that I'm all about solutions. I am all about solutions and not the problem. See, that's the way God made us. God made us to be about solutions. Listen, okay. Let me dial it down. Y'all know I'm always on 100 around here and sometimes even 1,000. So listen. I'm going to tell you about this product, and then I'm going to have the music going. So listen, I want you guys to check this out. Take a listen to this.
THC Removing Formula is a high-quality product that supports the effective cleansing of THC metabolites from one system. Please visit naturalwaysupplements.com for more info.
All right. I want you guys to visit the website, naturalwaysupplements.com. Once again, it's naturalwaysupplements.com. Let me tell you something. If you need to cleanse your system from nicotine, this is the site for you. It's naturalwaysupplements.com. 48 hours, right? He has the Smoker's Cleanse, the Rapid Nicotine Detox Cleansing Catalyst. He has the 420 Rapid Detox, right? And so you can use these products. They are very great products. Also, there is Weed Out Detox. I'm going to tell you some more about the products. After the song, I'm going to tell you some more about the product. So once again, go to the website, naturalwaysupplements.com. So listen, let me tell you something. It is private. It's very private. So when you order the products, you worry about somebody going through your mail. Remember those days I was telling you about fumbling your mail? You don't have to worry. Nobody knows what's coming, okay? Nobody will be able to tell. Nobody will know. It's 100% private, 100% private. So listen, I got some great music that's coming up from Cities You Wish You Were From. Now, listen, let me tell you about this two-man supergroup. It's a two-man supergroup consisting of producer Eli Jenkins and percussionist Tyler Donnie. Their new album, Someday This Pain Will Be Useful. Wow. You know, every time I say that, it's just like, you know, it's so powerful and it's so profound. Someday this pain will be useful. And it's so true. It's so true. So listen, I'm going to try not to go into a life lesson because I've been talking about the name of the album for the last 2 days. I know. I'm making a promise that I'm probably going to break because the name of the album, you can never forget the name of this album. Someday this pain will be useful. My God. That's, you know, it's almost like, it sounds like it's a book or a journal. I'm going to get into that. I'm going to talk to the band in a minute. So listen, so Someday This Pain Will Be Useful was born out of the loss and struggle, including Downey's own battle with brain cancer in 2021, as well as the sudden passing of the band's longtime producer, Gray Grimms, the same year. They make loud music about love, loss, and aggressive victory. Now listen, you guys already know I'm all about millionaire music. You know, and it just feels, now listen, I can talk to you about tragic. Right? Tragedy. Listen, and I know it feels strange to make some financial, you know, profit. And I hate to even say it that way. You know, anyway, I got some things I'm going to say to the band. I'm going to play Post Nothing. And the reason I started talking about that was because when the pandemic was going on, I felt some kind of way. Because when things terrible happen, and I still feel kind of funny about that, when terrible things happen, I work a lot of different things, and I believe in multiple streams of income. I do not believe in a one paycheck. I am not a one paycheck bandit, and I'm not the mama for that. So listen, when the pandemic was going on, you know, I was blessed to participate in certain, working certain lines as far as I have a call center, right? And so I was taking calls in from different companies, you know, and working with it. And so it kept me really busy, and it kept me very well financially, right? And so, and you feel kind of sad because people are calling, they're going through a hardship, and they're crying, and it's like, oh, God. But, you know, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it and everything. And so, listen, I'm saying that because I'm talking to the band. Even though we experience hard things and challenges, you know, there's something good can be birthed out of pain. And so I'm saying this because what cities you wish you were from, you know, I don't know if they would even think about doing a journal or some type of book or some type of story, telling their story in a book. I think it would be very good reading. I think it would be something that people would want to read, especially other bands, finding encouragement. I think that they have a story to tell that can be very encouraging and help other people. Listen, there's a lady on Facebook. I need to play this song. I'm going to get to this song. There is a lady on Facebook on my friends list, and I am telling you, this lady has been through hell, high water. Not only that, then she went back to hell, came back again, went back to hell. I'm like, her story is mind-blowing. Her story is mind-blowing. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And listen, she still finds ways to keep herself encouraged. She has been through pain after pain after pain after pain after pain. And I'm like, my God. And so listen, her pain, the pain that she's going through is being useful because she encourages people every single day of her life. I belong to her group, and that's all she do is put out encouragement. Let me tell you about the pain that she's been going through. Listen, she lost her mother and her sister the same year. So listen, the people that kept her encouraged, right, the people that kept her encouraged end up passing away. Her mother and her sister, they both had some form of cancer, right? And then she ended up getting COVID-19. She had it really, really bad. She got it really, really bad. I'm not talking about now. She got it last year. Her mother and her sister passed. Then she got COVID, and she was real sick, and it was just terrible. And then this year, she's going through cancer. She's going through chemo. And I'm like, how in the world do you keep encouraging other people? But you got to do it. You got to do what you got to do. So listen, I am saying that to say this. Even though she has been through painful situations, I'm telling you. And even through her chemo, she's going through chemo right now, they had to stop her treatment. I says, oh my God, I can't take no more of this story. So listen, they stopped her chemo because she came down with another illness. And I'm like, Jesus, Joseph and Mary, help me. So listen, it is true. Your pain will be useful. So the pain that she's going through, she's encouraging other people. Already know that she's going to be healed. God is going to bless her. Already know that she's got people all over the place praying for her because, I'm telling you, this woman is on fire for God. It is God that is keeping her. It is God that is helping her to encourage other people. I'm telling you, when you go through hell, it is God that helps you to keep going and encourage other people, and that's what he does. So listen, this song is called Post Nothing. The name of the song is Post Nothing. Take a listen to
we'll be right back.
I love that. That is Pulse Nothing, Pulse Nothing. So listen, you know, at first I said Queen's Revenge was my favorite one. Now I think Pulse Nothing is my favorite one. And so I was just sitting here listening to the song, and I'm telling you, this band has something that no other band really has. I am telling you, I really would memorialize some things that you've went through, you know. And I was just thinking about, you know, if you did a book or if you did, I always give different ideas for different bands. And I love doing that. I love giving out creative ideas. So listen, call it Love, Loss, and Victory. Love, Loss, and Victory. And I think a lot of people would want something like that to read, especially your fan base. They would want to see something like that if you had something called Love, Loss, and Victory, yet where you memorialize, and you have a lot of photos in it. If you have photos from the past where you did different events and played for different events, and some of the things that you would want to talk about or speak to. And, I mean, it could be a journal. It could even be a calendar. You know, memorializing your friends and the band, it would be really great. It would be a heartfelt gift from you to your fans, you know, and whatever price tag you want to put on it, that's what you would do. I think that would be a really great idea. Even if you had, you may not have time to really pen a book or something like that. It doesn't have to be a big, huge book. It could be, you know, a small book, whatever you want to put in it. Speaking to your fans, speaking to different individuals about love, loss, and victory and what it means to you. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a strong message. You really do have a strong message that you can share with a lot of different people. And I'm telling you, now is a great time to do that because a lot of people are going through a lot of different things. And you, this album that you have, Someday This Pain Will Be Used, I'm telling you, it speaks volumes to me. It speaks volumes, and it's very profound. That album name is very profound. And so listen, I love this song, Post Nothing, Post Nothing. It's a very strong song, and your band has a very strong voice with a very strong message. It's very clear. It's very clear, and I really appreciate that. So listen, I got another word from my sponsor, and that's going to be THC. I want you guys to take a listen to this. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about Clean Cleanse. I want you guys to take a listen to this. And after you take a listen to the message from the sponsor, I'm going to tell you some information about the product. Here we go.
THC Removing Formula is a high-quality product that supports the effective cleansing of THC metabolites from one system. Please visit naturalwaysupplements.com for more info.
All right, I want you guys to visit the website, naturalwaysupplements.com. So I do want to tell you a little bit about Clean Time Nicotine System Cleanse. So Clean Time Nicotine Cleansing is the catalyst. It is a potent and proven herbal dietary supplement that effectively supports the rapid removal of nicotine and related chemicals from your saliva, right, your blood, your urine, and digestive system within 48 hours. And it's used since 2016, so it's been in use since 2016. Clean Time is a concentrated nicotine system cleansing formula that only requires the user to take 18 caplets, three caplets, three times a day. So you're taking three caplets, three times a day. That's the dosage, evenly spaced over a period of 48 hours. So it takes 48 hours to clean your system from the nicotine. It is top quality herbal extracts that have been brought together to create one potent, scientifically developed formula. Time Nicotine Cleanse is manufactured in the United States in FDA registered GMP facilities, reasonably priced at only $22.95 each bottle with fast free shipping. Orders ship the same day, so same business day. If orders are received by 12 noon Eastern Time, Florida, you'll get your order. So otherwise, if it ships the next business day, USPS mail would track. So all products are shipped in plain, unmarked packages for customer privacy. So you don't have to worry about your privacy. Nobody will know what you're getting. Okay, so listen. I want you guys to check out the website once again. That's naturalwaysupplements.com, naturalwaysupplements.com. So listen, I do have some more music that's coming up I want to share with you guys. Listen, this one is called, this is Old Sammy. You know, Old Sammy. I love me some Old Sammy. Calls Me Friend. I love this song, and I love him and his sister Maddie Anderson. And I got a surprise for him. I got to get this thing. Him and Old Sammy and this candy bar thing has just been bugging that Sam Hill out of me, so I got to go ahead and do this and ship it out to Old Sammy. So listen, this is Calls Me Friend. Hey.
I'm feeling so far from myself.
Oh, wow. I love that song. I love that song. You guys, I'm in here doing the Carlton dance, the Carlton happy dance, you know, from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Y'all know I ain't got a beat in the world. I ain't got no rhythm. I ain't got no beat. I ain't got no nothing. You know what I'm saying up in here. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I get to come back later on and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.